powstaje pytanie, czym ma być Unia Europejska w przyszłości. Bardzo często mówi się o tym, że Unia Europejska powinna dążyć do jeszcze większego...
Does the question arise of how the EU is supposed to be in the future? Quite often we hear that EU should go for even more unions to create some kind of federation. This new federal country is supposed to exchange already existing lands. This bright future, an amazing one, stands open in front of many countries. The fundamental problems rely on two things. The first one is case like Poland, which I joined EU in 2004 and never agreed to do something like that. To join the EU in Poland, we had a referendum. This referendum was won by those who liked the vision of United Europe. This referendum wasn't about whatever any shape of the EU will be accepted by Poles.
To referendum zostało wygrane w większości przez zwolenników członkostwa w Unii Europejskiej, ale to referendum nie było tym samym, co stwierdzenie, że każda postać Unii w przyszłości zostaje przez polskich obywateli zaakceptowana. Wręcz przeciwnie. Na przykład ważnym elementem, który doprowadził do tego, że Polska poparła, czy Polacy poparli przystąpienie do Unii Europejskiej,
for example, the essential element that the Poles supported the idea to join the EU was the voice of the Polish episcopate and the voice of alive at the time John Paul II in the 2003 and 2004 campaigns. Polish episcopate and the Pope spoke categorically about joining the EU, but that was yes for the EU how it looked like in 2004, not for the EU or the project of the EU, which was shown later and start to eliminate the nation state. What's more, every debate in 2003 and 2004 was very strongly emphasized and strongly promised to Poland that there is no way the EU will exceed its competence and spheres of action. Excluded in advance and promised to Poles that the EU will never try to impose another morality and impose cultural, civilizational and religious identity different than in 2004 was all around. That's why we had support from Episcopate and John Paul II.
Próbowała narzucić Polakom innej obyczajowości i innej tożsamości kulturalnej, cywilizacyjnej i religijnej niż ta, która w 2004 roku w Polsce obowiązywała. No stąd poparcie episkopatu i stąd poparcie Jana Pawła II. Tymczasem okazuje się, że w ciągu tych kilkunastu lat, które minęły od przystąpienia Polski do Unii Europejskiej, pod tym względem...
Meanwhile, turns out, last during dozen years after Poland's EU accession, from his angle, a lot of everything's changed. The most transparent example of this change was the words said by Ursula von der Leyen on the EU Parliament Forum. The chief commissioner said there not be a situation in one country of the EU someone is apparent and is not apparent in other country of the same EU. What does that practically mean?
Nie będzie rodzicem w innym państwie Unii Europejskiej. Co to w praktyce oznacza? To oznacza, że na przykład takie prawa, jakie obowiązują w Holandii, które mówią o tym, że dwie osoby tej samej płci.
It means that, for example, laws from Holland about two people of the same gender can get married, and even more, they can have all the benefits and laws from this, like the adoption of children. So this means this kind of relationship has to be recognized in a country like Poland. Of course, this is contrary to constitution and records of Polish morality and tradition, and contrary to all promises given to Poland in 2004. If this von der Leyen postulate or demand has to be implemented in Poland, the whole legal system has to be changed. This is not a question of political view or political business. This is a fundamental question for the sovereign state. Meanwhile, it's easy to see that all these postulates are implemented by a backdoor. If we would like to do it by the book, we would have to implement another referendum about Poland's membership in a situation where Poland loses their basic rule of function. The logical outcome of von der Leyen's demands, but not only her. The same kind of things has been said by other EU commissioners, Mrs. Jourova and the others who require the same.
To, czego domagała się Ursula von der Leyen, należałoby w Polsce rozpisać drugi, kolejny już referendum na temat przynależności Polski do Unii Europejskiej w sytuacji, w której Polska traci swoje podstawowe zasady funkcjonowania. Logicznym wnioskiem realizacji tych postulatów, które zgłaszała pani von der Leyen, ale nie tylko ona, bo przecież to samo mówią inni unijni komisarze, jak pani Jurowa albo inni przedstawiciele, którzy domagają się od Polski tego samego, konsekwencją musiałaby być zmiana systemu porządku prawnego w Polsce, a taka zmiana musiałaby pociągać za sobą nie tylko zwykłe przyjęcie zmiany ustawy, ale referendum dotyczące całego narodu i poddanie tej kwestii pod głosowanie ogólne.
The consequences of all of it would be a change in the legal system in Poland. This kind of change will imply not only amendment of the act, but will force a referendum on the whole nation. This referendum should be about the general thing. Should Poland stay as a member of this kind of union, which never agreed to be? Therefore, if it's like that, and the people who like to bring these changes doesn't call for this kind of referendum, it looks like we are dealing here with some kind of fraud, with some kind of form of lie. They are talking about the fundamental case like it was something truthful. What's more, they implemented the postulates of those who are saying about supporting ideologies like LGBT or gender. They do it in a way it would have a higher influence above Polish law and the Polish constitution. This is the way to change everything. This is a complete fraud, because this change has no democratic mandate. What's more, and is essential, the changes in the relations to Poland are required by EU Parliament, which doesn't have the right to do so. EU Parliament doesn't represent demos, which is the European nation, because the European nation doesn't exist. For the real of the European Parliament represents most of all itself and uses this position and name in some way, deceiving the name Parliament for forcing on other sovereignty parliaments changes. Poland is against it, not only Poland, but Hungary also, and some other countries.
Używa tej pozycji i tej nazwy, tej w pewien sposób oszukańczej nazwy parlamentu, do tego, żeby wymuszać na parlamentach suwerennych i poszczególnych państw zmiany. Temu Polska się przeciwstawia, temu zresztą nie tylko przeciwstawia się Polska, ale przeciwstawiają się także Węgry i niektóre inne państwa. Czy to oznacza, że te państwa są przeciwne Unii Europejskiej, jak to się często przedstawia? Czy to oznacza, że te państwa są jakimiś hamulcowymi? Żeby być hamulcowym, to trzeba wiedzieć, co się hamuje. A żeby wiedzieć, co się hamuje, to trzeba wiedzieć albo trzeba znać jakiś wcześniej uzgodniony kierunek. Czyli znowu mamy do czynienia z oszustwem, ponieważ duża część elit europejskich uznała, że w ich mniemaniu jedyny kierunek to jest kierunek prowadzący do federacji państwowej, czyli że Unia Europejska.
Does this mean that this country is against the EU, like they are often presented? Does it mean that this country is some kind of stopper? To be this kind of one, we need to know what are we stopping. To know this, we need to agree on pre-organized strategy. So again, we are dealing with a fraud cause most European elites took as a path to make a federal state, that EU has to become some kind of United States. And from this perspective, or this perspective of this utopian project made by the same elites, the judge evaluation of some countries. This fraud is based on the fact that joining the EU, Poland's for the first kind of project was never agreed upon. How to judge the action of some countries referring to a measure which has never been recognized by the very same country, not only by the state, but their citizens. There was never a democratic vote which helped to recognize those postulates about federal, the only state guided by the only one, a general ideology that hits on the fundamentals of the same state, its constitutional, morals and tradition. Can I deal with this manner? As I said, we are dealing here with some kind of fraud, with some kind of illusion. Why this illusion is so strong? Why it's so strongly supported by the Western media? Why they don't see a lack of democracy and impose your decisions on others? That is the question for another time. We can ask how all this is happening, that the voice I'm taking about is telling us what people have to choose themselves. Why this voice never comes? The answer is the EU stopped to be a long time a Europe of sovereign lands and countries and became one great and total oligarchy. There is no agreement for that.
A stała się jedną wielką, coraz bardziej totalną oligarchią, a na to zgody nie ma.